You gonna read with us this morning? We're gonna read some out of the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. 8th chapter, Deuteronomy. Then we're gonna read some out of Isaiah, I believe it is, the 1st chapter. Appreciate the service thus far. Appreciate what our heart's been made to feel. Been good to be here. Really has. Appreciate you being here today. Just trust and pray that you'll mind the Lord. Familiar scripture, not unfamiliar, but it's familiar. I just ask you to pray for us. We're going to start with the first verse, Deuteronomy 8 chapter. Says, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and he suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers, know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of waters and of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines, fig trees, pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, and thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. Isaiah, I believe it is. First chapter. Says, the vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should you be stricken anymore? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises, putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land strangers devour it in your presence, and it is a desolate as overthrown by strangers. Going to drop down to the 18th verse. It says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. I'm going to read just a verse or two. You can look it up later. It's in the book of Proverbs, 6th chapter. It says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a little scripture out of the book of Deuteronomy, Isaiah, and a little bit out of Proverbs, knowing that this is very familiar scripture this morning that we've read in your hearing. You're just going to have to pray for just a minute. We'll just going to wait on the Lord. Do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts for that of the service today. The Bible says here, and in the book of Deuteronomy, you well know that the children of Israel had been in the wilderness, and Moses had led them through the wilderness with the help of the Lord. And Moses was coming down to the end of his journey, And he gathered the people together, and he wanted to instruct the people on what to do. And there's nowhere in there that he instructed them that they should follow him. But he instructed them that they should keep the commandments of God that had been left with them, and that they should fear the Lord, and that they should walk in the ways of the Lord. The Bible says in that of the book of Isaiah that several years later, my friend, that had come down to the children of Israel, and brethren, they had forgotten God. They had forgotten the Lord, and they would not walk in his ways. And the Bible says that he had made their countries and their cities a desolation. He had wiped them out, in other words, more than one time, because that they would not follow him. Brethren, you'll get in more trouble today than anything when you will not follow the Lord. Consider, my friend, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, he said, go to the ant and consider her ways. Brethren, consider the path that she is walking in. Consider her lifestyle. Brethren, she had no ruler. She had no king. But brethren, she gathered her fruit in the summer and laid it up that she might make it through the winter. Brethren, there's some things we ought to consider. Consider, my friend, it means to pay attention, to understand. It means, my friend, to follow. In other words, ponder. Ponder. My friend, one writer said, I think it's in Proverbs, he said, ponder, brethren, the path of thy feet. Brethren, consider your ways. Brethren, because they're not the ways of God this morning. Brethren, we're living in a time and in a day, my friend, when people following everything in this world, my friend, except God, except Him. You might say, preacher, it's just the times, they've changed, and you gonna have to change with them. My friend, I want you to know, thank God that Moses was 120 years old, and he knew what it was to follow God, my friend. 120 years. 120 years. But the Bible says that God called him up on Mount Nebo, my friend, that he wasn't able to go to Canaan, but thank God, God showed him what Canaan looked like. Yes, he did. 120 year old, the Bible said his eye was not abated. His face was not abated, my friend. His appearance, in other words, and his eye was not dim. Wasn't dim. Can you imagine, my friend, being 120 year old? Thank God, and your body didn't show it, my friend. Think about it. Consider her ways. I'm going to say this morning, consider your ways. Are they the ways of God? Are we following after the ways of God? It's already been told to you this morning, the goodness. Brethren, how you can get the goodness of God. Isn't it wonderful to live in a land of plenty? Brethren, he said, I sent you. In other words, I've carried you, I've took care of you through the wilderness. He said, your feet didn't swell, your clothes didn't wear out, and you didn't go hungry. Think about it. Think about it. You say, preacher, I'd be about like them. I'd loathe that manna, my friend, is their daily food. Bible says in one place, man did eat angels' food. Glory! God's able! Thank God that He's willing, brother, to bless you this morning. Yes, He is. You think we need to consider our ways? You think we need, you know, there's a lot of things, and these things come back to bite us a lot of times, my friend, but I want you to know, my friend, it's one thing to know to do good, my friend, but if you don't do it, brethren, it's sin this morning. Like it or not. consider your ways. Isaiah, come on, my friend, and he began to prophesy unto the children of Israel, my friend, and he told them just exactly where they lived and just exactly where they were. And he said, God's willing, thank God, to save you. Think about it. There's a little sign down there on 225. They don't put much on their signs. But it says, God knows, and he still loves you. God knows, and he still loves you. Think about it. Brethren, you'll not find anybody better than God. He knows you. Bible says, I think over in the book of Psalms, David wrote, and he said, the Lord knoweth my downsittings. He knoweth my uprisings. And he understands my thoughts afar off. He does. He does. But he didn't just know David. He knows you. Yes, he does. I thought this morning, my friend, thank God, and they're singing the song about the goodness of God. I don't know. I've got hooked on that song. It's their problem. They learn it. Glory to God! The goodness of God! He said it's running after me, my friend. God's wanting to bless you. Sometimes he has to run us down. Sad, but sometimes he does. But brethren, I'm glad he's running after me. Goodness of God! Woo! Brethren, it's running after me this morning. Woo! Woo! Ain't it good? There's some things, my friend, about God we need to know. There's some things about God we need to understand. There's some things, brethren, that about ourselves we need to understand just how God looks at us. Brethren, the Bible teaches us that Moses spake unto the children of Israel one time, and he said, told them about all their sins. And he said, and be sure your sin will find you out. Can I tell you something? We ain't living in a different day. We're not living in the day where God don't know. He does know. He knows our ways. He knows our ups and downs, and he knows our thoughts. Yes, he does. And he still, brethren, wants to bless us today. Shame on us. Shame on us. You know, there's some things. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that God, he told that of the children of Israel. He said, you're just living in a waste, howling wilderness. Then he turns around and he says, come now, let us reason together. Brethren, there's nobody in this world you'll find more reasonable than God. Nobody. I'm not nowhere near as reasonable as God is. No, sir. You ain't either. You think about it. Brethren, God said he'd make them white as snow this morning. Consider your ways. Consider your ways. Consider, brethren, when you consider something, you're going to put a little thought into it. Yes, you are. You're not just going to jump up, my friend, and do something. You're going to put a little thought in it. You're going to search it, ain't you? You're going to search it out. Brethren, the children of Israel had it made. Thank God, God delivered them. And brethren, he sent them to spy out the country. And think, when they come back, brethren, they believed an evil report. Their own fault. Their own fault. How many of you, my friend, they ain't a one of you can point that finger at somebody else? Do you know that? Not a one. Not a one. These things, my friend, these things that I'll do naturally, my friend, and I'll step back a minute and I said, why in the world I do that? Huh? Yes, sir. That's the furthest thing. That's the worst thing I could have done. Preacher, don't talk about it. Consider your ways. Brother, see if they please God or not this morning. Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, he'd make even his enemy to be at peace with him. Woo! His enemy. Thank God. Did you know I'm not your enemy? No, you preacher, you preach like you are. Brother, I'm not your enemy. Thank God I loved you this morning. Think somebody loves you more than I do. Consider your ways. Consider your ways. See if it be pleasing to the Lord. Ponder the path of your feet. Ponder it. Think about it. Study over it. Brethren, examine it. But thank God, let your ways be pleasing to God. He'll bless you. Yes, he will. He'll bless you. Did you know? Well, preacher, I'm not going to get up and sing a song this morning in front of them people. Where's your blessing? Where's your blessing? These folks, my friend, you say, preacher, you ought not talk about that. My friend, it's not a shame. It's not a shame, my friend, to admit to God that you're wrong and you want forgiveness this morning. It's not a shame. Truth of it is, it'll be your blessing. It'd be your blessing. Consider. Moses gathered the children of Israel together and he said, now, he said, follow the Lord. Follow his commandments. Fear him and walk in his ways. Whose ways you walking in? Walk in his ways. The children of Israel, you can read it for yourself. There's about 39 books of them. And brethren, you can see the situation of the children of Israel from start to finish. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And brethren, when it come time for God to send his son, thank God Israel was still in her sinful condition. Yes, she was. Had she not have been, she'd have noticed. She'd have took notice when he come. But you know, they didn't. They didn't. Not the majority. They didn't. Do you know why? Because they was walking in their ways. They wasn't walking in the Lord's ways. They was walking in their way. Brethren, they ought to have been ready when Jesus come. There's enough scripture, my friend, telling them that he's coming. That he's coming. Signs. I ain't going to get on that. I thought, but I want you to think about signs. People look for signs today. I'll tell you what the book says. Brethren, he said, an evil and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. And he said, there shall be no sign given thee except that of Jonah. Yes, sir. As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall a son of man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Brethren, that's the only sign you'll get. People talk about signs of the time or everywhere. I've had folks to tell me, why, preacher, it's just the Bible being fulfilled. Well, where are you reading that? Where are you reading that? My friend, as far as I know, and as far as I can tell, my friend, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, night and day shall never cease. It'll always be long as this world's abiding. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Think about it. Brethren, I don't know where you're at in your life. I don't know what you're looking for in your life. I don't know what, my friend, candy-coated trail you're trying to get on. But I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, you live for God. You go do some suffering for Him. Book said you would. Preacher, I don't know about that. I'm going to tell you, we had a little discussion this morning, not a whole lot, but I'm going to tell you, my friend, it ain't for everybody. Preacher, you're here to bring them in. You ain't here to get rid of them. My friend, it ain't for everybody. Did you know why some folks have a hard time living for God? Because they have not a relationship with God. Brethren, the next thing you know, you're wandering in the wilderness. I had a man tell me one day, and I just told him, he said, Randy, every time I get back in church, he said, something bad happens. He said, I just thought I'd stay away. And I said, that's probably the best thing you can do. You say, preacher, you ought not told him that. That's exactly what I felt like telling him. And that's what I told him that day. But brethren, that ain't the only day. Opportunity, I had talked to him. I talked to him on a different day. Brethren, and his attitude was different, Jeff. Woo! Woo! Preacher, you are not taught like that. Can I say this? Joshua told him, my friend over there, he said, choose you this day whom you'll serve. He said, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Glory! Glory! Brethren, I can't make no decisions for you today. After a while, they come back to Joshua and they said, we'll serve the Lord. You know what Joshua told them? This is a man. This is God's man. He said, you can't serve the Lord. For he is a jealous God. Huh? They wanted to serve the Lord with every other God they had. I'm talking about the children of Israel. Thank God they didn't know what it was to follow God. They knew what it was to follow everything else. Yes, they did. Go and read it. Look at them from front to back. See how many, my friend, God destroyed of his own people. Why, preacher? Because they wasn't going to follow him. Think about it. There's no way this morning. There's no way that God blesses me when I'm in my way. He ain't going to bless you either. No, sir. But you have to follow him. You go eat at his table. Thank God you don't have to get your heart right. And you're going to have to follow him. Him. Not everybody else. Not do. Now you... It's going to hit close to home, but the truth of it is, my friend, not do as the world's doing. You got to live in this world, but you don't have to be of this world. No, sir. No, sir. There's something that separates us from the world. There's something, my friend, about a child of God that says, not of this world. It's what Moses left with them, was it not? Follow the Lord. Walk in his statutes. Walk in his ways. One writer said, and then the Lord shall prosper thee. The Lord shall prosper thee. I wonder this morning, I sometimes ask people how they do, and I get the reply, better than I deserve. Better than I deserve. And I understand that. I understand that. And you're right. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're one of his, my friend, you ain't going to live a pauper. No, sir. You ain't going to do it. Preacher, what do you mean? God ain't going to forget you. My friend, he'll be with you. If you've got faith as a grain of mustard seed, brethren, you've got enough, thank God, to do the job. And if your ways please the Lord, reckon what's going to happen. There's a widow woman down there, brethren, that she had come to her last meal. And she is gathering for the last meal. But brethren, God had other plans. He had a man of God, my friend, that he sent to her. Her and her son. And Elijah, she went in there and he said, bring me a little cruise. Bring me a little water. And bring me a little cake. Glory! Brethren, God knew the situation. He knew they want no more meal, brethren, in the barrel. Thank God. Thank God. I can see it. My grandmother had an old flour bin. It was in the cabinetry there. You go over and she'd pull it out.
And she didn't keep it full, but she had plenty in there. Yes, sir. And I can't help but to believe, my friend, that little widow woman, she had done been in the barrel. She had done been in the bin. And she had told Elijah, she said, not so. Said, I'm gathering these two sticks. Me and my son going to go in, said, we're going to eat and we're going to die. We're going to eat and we're going to die. Brethren, she knew without a doubt, folks, there was no more meal in the barrel. None. Zero. Preacher, how'd she make it? I don't believe. I really don't. You may, but I don't. I don't believe God filled that barrel up. But I believe every time she went to that barrel, Daniel, that she just reached down and pulled out enough. Huh? Enough. And brethren, when she pulled out enough, she fed her son, and Elijah. All the days, my friend, of the rest of that famine, the meal barrel wasted not. I don't believe, brethren, he'll let you go hungry. Thank God, let your ways be pleasing to him. Preacher, I want more than that. Sometimes there is more than that. Sometimes. But the truth of it is, all you need, my friend, is one daily portion. Preacher, I don't know about that. What'd they say? When they asked him over there, the disciples asked him, said, Lord, teach us to pray. And in the midst of that prayer is, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. I'm not saying you shouldn't plan. I'm not saying, my friend, that you shouldn't, my friend, set a little up if you're able. But my friend, let your ways be pleasing to God. Let your ways be pleasing to the Lord. The children of Israel, my friend, you can think about it. Moses had led them for 40 years in a wilderness, through a wilderness. And he had listened, my friend, to all their grumbling and their mumbling and their complaining. Yes, he did. He listened to all that they had. And brethren, he is coming down to the end of his journey, being 120 years old. And he said, you follow the Lord. And you follow his commandments. And you walk in his statutes. And you walk after him. Follow him. Follow after him. Now, I don't know about you. I'm just going to be as honest as I know how to be. I don't know, folks. I don't know any other way. Do you? Think about it. Why can I say that? Why? How can I say that? Why and how? And brethren, I want you to know, and you, I ain't nothing. I never have claimed to be anything, but I want you to know this morning that God don't owe me a dime. And God, my friend, has took care of me all my life. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Thank God. I know how I've made it. Don't you? I know, thank God, how I made it. Brethren, he give me life. And he give me abundant life. And he's given me mercy and grace and all the goodness he's got. He's never failed me. Preacher, I don't believe that. He's never failed me. He ain't done everything like I wanted him to. He might not have given me some of the things I wanted. And the truth of it is, if I'd have got them, I wouldn't have been no better. I'd have actually been a little worse. You can believe what you want to. There's some things. I said something, my friend, a while ago, that it ain't for everybody. My friend, if you really want God to bless you, you find out what it is in your life that God wants you to do and where he wants you, and thank God, be happy in doing it. You see if he won't bless you. Preacher, it ain't enough. Who said it wouldn't? Who said it wasn't enough? I've told this church more than once, but I told a man the other day, and I said, it seems silly. I said, I ain't changed jobs about 3 times, and every time I change for a lesser paying job. Don't make sense, does it? Huh? But, somebody went with me on that job. Huh? He didn't leave me. No, sir. You know why he didn't, Leroy? Thank God, because it was where Randy was supposed to be. Yes, sir. I can faithfully tell you that. I ain't got a whole lot of show. Got more, as I already said, than I deserve. But I'll promise you one thing. I'm clean between me and God. Glory! Hallelujah! Brother, that means everything to me. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. My wife will tell you, I can go to sleep quicker than anybody. I can. I lay my head on my pillow at night, my friend. I ain't wondering about this and that. Huh? Unless the Lord gets hold of me. I'm serious. Preacher, that ain't much. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's a blessing. Yes, it is. Glory! Brethren, God wants to bless his people. He just can't find us most of the time. You go down yonder where two ways meet. Said there you'll find the coat, the fold of an ass. And said, loose him. Loose him. And said, if anybody says anything to you, you tell him that the master hath need of him. Huh? Ain't that what he said? Brethren, if I need a way, thank God he can make a way. Do you know that? Glory, Jeff! He ain't dead! Thank God he still cleans out brethren, plows today. That might not mean much to you. I When he was born, they didn't have nowhere for him. Did they? No room in the inn. They put him in a stable. And you know what? He is born. Yes, sir. But they wasn't the only ones that knowed it, was it? As a star. Yes, sir, moved round in heaven. It guided three men. Did it not? They come to Herod and said, where is he that's born? King of the Jews. Rightfully so, folks. You might think that was just a mishap. That wasn't no mishap. They was headed to Herod. Herod needed to know. And Herod told him, he said, now when you find him, said, you come back and tell me where he's at. Yeah. Herod had no clue. No, sir, had no clue. They said, okay. Brethren, when they found him and they worshiped him, brethren, the Bible says that the Lord turned them a different way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And old Herod, my friend, when he hadn't heard nothing for a couple of years, he sent out a decree to kill every little Hebrew boy from 2 years old and under. Yes, sir. Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, it also says in the book of Luke, my friend Rama weeping for her children. Wanting, in other words, to be comforted and could not. Rahab weeping for her children. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What was he talking about? Talking about the weeping, the mourning that went on over them two-year-olds. But they didn't kill our Savior. Huh? They didn't kill him. My friend, old Joseph done been warned in a dream. He went off down yonder in Egypt. He wasn't nowhere to be found. But don't tell me, you say, preacher, that's way back then. Don't tell me that God's lost his power, that he can't move obstacles in your life just to keep you safe today. Amen. He can do it. Amen. Can I say this? He will do it if you allow him. Preacher, we ain't gonna make it. Huh? I've been there. I've been there. It don't add up. Put pen to paper, my friend. There ain't no way you're going to make it. Huh? But you tell me, my friend, I don't know what the Lord done, but I'm going to tell you one thing, Robert. I ain't missed one yet. Glory! 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 Hallelujah! Woo! Preacher, you're a preacher. He'll take care of you. You're one of his. You're one of his. He wants to bless you. He wants all his goodness. My friend, he wants you. He wants you to have. Yes, sir. Moses told the children of Israel, said, you follow the Lord. Come get us a verse of a song. That's going to be the message. I don't know where you stand. I don't know which way you're walking. And don't get me wrong. You say, preacher, surely these things that you've done that the Lord didn't impress you to do. Yeah. There's a lot of things. And there's some of those things that I would to God I'd have waited on him. Just waited. Did you know the Lord can work in the hearts of men, women, boys, and girls when they'll open their heart and their life to him? You can believe You can believe pretty much what you want to. But I know without a shadow of a doubt, my friend, that the Lord seen fit to put me at Mountain View. Amen. Years ago. Amen. I'd never been to this church. I'd come sit in the parking lot one night. Wasn't nobody else here. But I'd run a revival for Brother Emmett Burgess. First time I'd ever come to this church. At the end of that revival, Brother Emmett Burgess gave up the church. Did he not? He did. About the first week in August, one of the deacons had called me and they said, "Brother Randy, we want to talk to you." Huh? Revival going on down at Stoner Chapel. They said, "We'll be down there Tuesday evening, talk to you. We're going to a meeting down there." Brother Fonzie Cochran, Brother Carl Cochran. Did you learn, Leroy? Mm-hmm. That's what you was. They said, there were several of them. And you know what? I had no clue. I knowed one person in this church. Had he not have been a preacher, I probably wouldn't have knowed him, but I knowed Brother Crafton Dover as the only person alive. Brethren, you let the Lord start moving your pieces of the puzzle. You let him start. And brethren, you'd be amazed what God can do. You'd be amazed. I come in this church and I'll be honest with you, I felt like a stranger. I had liberty, don't get me wrong, but I felt like a stranger. Now I'm going to tell you the honest, the goodness, truth. Those of you that know, there were several men sitting in that choir right up there. They stayed up there while you preached. Some of them called it the Amen Corner. We've done away with all that. While I'm talking, I'll just talk about that. We've done away with all that. There were several of them men. They was couple of preachers, and they'd, when service was over, they'd go right out that door. I was young. I mean young. My kids was small, say the least. They are small. You may think, "Well, preacher, just what in the world was you doing up there?" Well, I'll tell you, I prayed about it when they come talk to me. And I couldn't tell them no. So I come. And a young feller, my friend, just come into a church. And here they are, some of the men of the congregation wouldn't even shake his hand. I'm just telling you, I was young. What I didn't know is that the Lord was working. They didn't know nothing about me. I didn't know them. They didn't know nothing about me. They sure wasn't going to lay hands on a man. Evidently wasn't going to shake his hand till the Lord said so. It's a little comical now, but it wasn't then. I can tell you. Brother, we had liberty, but I was scared to death. And I had thoughts. You know?
young preacher. I had thoughts. What's going on, Lord? Am I at the right place, Lord? Am I where I'm supposed to be, Lord? All I get is just you keep going. You just keep going. Now I'm going to tell you, folks, we had a rough few months. Personally, I ain't never told nobody this, but personally, I had a rough few months. And brother, there's one Sunday morning, we had pretty good service. I recollect, right? Here these men come. Preacher, it don't mean that much. Oh, it does mean. It does mean. I understood some things, Leroy. I did. I understood some things. Lord had showed me a few things. They'd shake that hand. Preacher, does that mean anything? You better believe it meant something. It meant something to me, and it meant something to them. Yes, sir. And there was a bond. A bond. Brethren, that started. Lay hands suddenly on no man. Lay hands suddenly on no man. I've caught myself in that same situation. If I didn't know you, my friend, you probably wasn't going to get a handshake. Preacher, you ought not tell everybody that. It's a fact. Darrell, I know what's going on. I didn't to begin with, but the Lord showed me. He had mercy on me. He had a little compassion on me. And folks, once that bond's connected, did you know there ain't no man going to break it? No man. No man. I'll be honest with you. Whatsoever the Lord put together, ain't no man going to break it. No, sir. He said, I'll open a door, and he said, you won't shut it. Did you read that? He said, I'll shut them, you won't open them. But your ways, let a man's ways please the Lord. And then he'll make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Them men wasn't my enemies. There's been a bond between me and Mountain View ever since. Ever since, always. I can honestly say that. Whether I'm pastoring here or whether I'm not, they've always been a bond. There still is. There still is. Now I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you don't take that Bible serious, if you don't take God's word, my friend, and start following after it, you're going to wind up in a dangerous place. Yes, you are. God ain't never changed. I'm going to say this, might be premature, I might not ever say anything, but I thank God for some of the movement that I've seen around the church. We ain't seeing hundreds saved. But I'll never forget in my lifetime. I will never forget. You can't take it from me. 1984. 1984 here at Mountain View Baptist Church is like we was in revival every service. I ain't lying.
I mean, the whole year just seemed like revival. Did it not? People had a zeal about them. Folks, God ain't changed. I'm not getting on to you. I'm just telling you. God ain't changed. People had an eager desire just to be here. Second time I come here, I stayed 9 years, and it felt like three or two or one. Yeah. It went by so fast, so quick. Preacher, why are you telling us all this? I'm going to tell you something, folks. God has blessed me on my journey. Yes, He has. And I'm going to say this, He has blessed us together. Amen. He has. Amen. And the truth of it is, He wants to really bless us. Amen. You hear me? Yes, it does. His goodness is following after us. It is. It's following after us. That song, you really listen to that song, my friend, it'll mean something to you. Yeah. It'll get in you. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. When a man's ways please the Lord, He'll make even his enemy to be at peace with Him. He can calm your enemy down. Do you know that? He can. Not only can He will. I wish this morning, I really do. I wish this morning that I could show you my heart. And I would to God that you could see the goodness of God. When I first heard that song, I listened to it on the radio. Triumphant Quartet sung it in honest to goodness. I thought that they said the goodness of God was running out of me, and I'll be honest with you, it run out. It was running out. Then Susan and them started singing it, and they put in there running after me. I think they changed. But nonetheless, folks, God wants to be good to you. God wants to be God unto you. And He wants to bless you. He does. I don't know. I really can't. I can't answer. I can't answer for nobody in this house but myself. But I can honestly say this morning that God has been good to me. He's been good to me. He's blessed me beyond what I deserve. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I do think sometimes that His goodness just runs out of me. Glory. Would to God you just get close enough. Brethren, we got it in our church covenant that we ought to watch one another, watch over one another. We ought to love one another. That we ought to have Christian sympathy to one another. And Christian courtesy when we speak to one another. And I'm going to be honest with you. You put all that together, the goodness of God can't help but to run out of you. Do you know that? It can't help it. Let us stand. Sing a verse of some song.